Is transformation usually much of an issue to diagnose? Does it get missed for a while or indefinitely, or is it usually pretty obvious?
Yeah, well, there's kind of two types of transformation. There's transformation made by just random biopsy of lymph nodes for some other reason, and the pathologist surprisingly tells you that, you know, now you've got a diffuse large cell lymphoma, which probably is transformation, but it's not exactly the same scenario as what we're clinically used to. Clinically, it's usually not much of a surprise. You suddenly have someone who comes in and they've got one lymph node that's growing rapidly, twice as big. And the easiest thing now to get a hint about that is just a PET scan, because the PET scan for large cell lymphoma or aggressive lymphoma tends to be much hotter in its SUV uptake. And so usually follicular lymphomas are in the 3 to 7, 8, and large cell lymphomas are in the teens in terms of their uptake of the FDG glucose.
Speaking of PET scans, I'm going to guess one of those top 10 questions is going to be, do you utilize PET scanning and how it responds through PET scanning to decide what to do with large cell lymphoma?
Well, large cell, yeah, but we haven't really got to that yet.
Okay, so these are just top 10 for indolence. Okay.
So I'm still kind of focusing on the indolence. So in indolent lymphoma, I don't use PET scans very much, although I think that'll change. There was also some data at this meeting which suggested that you might be able to use a PET scan to help designate a CR.